Are you a real estate agent looking to change your real estate game, change your real estate business, and change your life? Welcome to the Bulletproof Agent Podcast. I'm Catherine Lucadu, real estate coach, speaker, top producing agent, and broker owner of the Property Gallery Realty, just 20 minutes north of Toronto. We will be exploring the mindset, training, strategies, motivations, and tools that you will need to be super successful in your real estate business. But before we get started, check us out in our Facebook group, Bulletproof Agents. Now, are you serious about taking your real estate business to the next level? Well, then here we go. Good morning, Monday morning motivation. Listen, quiet. There is no one here in the office. I came in early to get a few things done because we have a very busy morning and I guess early afternoon here. My name is Catherine Lucadu. I am the broker owner at the Property Gallery Realty. And every Monday, actually every other Monday, we have our Monday morning meeting. And it's never a sales meeting per se because we don't really go around the table discussing everyone's listings. We know what the listings are because I have a great new front end system and we all get the listings every day, a little recap. So we don't need to spend our meeting talking about what everyone has. What we do talk about is training. So I don't even want to get into that right now. It's Monday morning. You need a little motivation because I think we're going on our 100th day of rain with a little bit of sunshine every now and then. And it's interesting when the weather forecast is actually telling you which days of the week there may be sun rather than which days of the week we're expecting rain. So we're kind of hoping that maybe by next week or hopefully by the long weekend coming up that we're going to have some sun. But nevertheless, it's Monday morning. And are you ready to start your week off right? So I came across a quote this morning, and rather than posting it as a Facebook post, I thought I would just read it to you. So it is about decision making, because I find that there are a lot of people who, you know, for whatever reason, have some problems making decisions. And whether that's because they don't trust the decisions that they make themselves, whether it's because there's too much chatter in their ears from other people. So the quote is this: the more you love your decisions, the less you need others to love them. So I find, as I had said before, a lot of people in every decision that they make, they kind of start taking a survey from everyone else. What do you think I should do? What do you think I should do? The problem with that is that everyone is driven by something different. And, you know, what drives me and where I come from and my experience, that is how I'm going to help you make your decision. But that's not necessarily where you stand. So the other thing you have to be wary of is when you are asking other people for their opinions and their opinions on the decision that you need to make, are they at the same point as you are? Have they been through the same thing you've been through so that they can, without motive and unbiased, actually give you an honest opinion? And my answer is likely no. It's not possible because no one lives in your shoes and no one knows what it is that you will go through as time goes on. So once again, I'm going to read that quote. The more you love your decisions, the less you need others to love them. So in speaking about decisions and, you know, how to make a decision, especially when it's a difficult decision, you need to step back and think for yourself, what it is that you really want. And that actually leads me to what our training is here today, which is negotiation. I love negotiation. And I'm really gonna love teaching this class today. The reason being, how old were you when you first started negotiating? Think about it for a second. Probably you were about 3 months old, 4 months old. And how did you negotiate at that age? Well, it wasn't even a negotiation per se. You cried, you got fed. You cried, you got a diaper changed. And then as you got older, if any of you have gone through the terrible twos with a child, how do they negotiate? Well, they know that if they throw a temper tantrum, they may get their way at home. But if they throw a temper tantrum in public, let's say a restaurant or a shopping mall, likely they're gonna get their way. As we progress in age, we start thinking about things a little bit more. And how does negotiation work as your child, or even as you as a child, went into your preteen years and your teen years? How did you know when you could ask something from your parents and they would give it to you? Because you learned their sweet spot. You learned the buttons to press. That's negotiation. But you may not have been able to put a theory towards that. So now we keep moving along in life and we get to this point where, whether you're a salesperson, whether you own a business, whatever the case is, you need to negotiate in your business. And what we tend to forget is nothing has changed from when you were that baby to when you were that preteen or teen. It's still the same concept. It's still people and it's still emotions. And we tend to forget that. We see it as a business transaction. We see it as numbers, but it's never about that. It's about empathy. How can we be empathetic? And there's actually a word for this, and it's called tactical empathy. And it is what the top negotiators in the world, whether it be FBI, whether it be the Harvard professor who teaches negotiation, this is one of the first things that a person needs to know about negotiation is, what do you know about that person in front of you that you're negotiating with? What is it that drives them? How do they feel? Well, if you don't ask questions, you're never going to find that out. And that is the difference between a good negotiator and someone who's just going into a deal, trying to get a deal done. There is a big difference between that, and it's about the quality of the outcome. I know in my experience, and whether that's from when I was teaching and I was negotiating with students in my class, or whether it's been in sales for the last 10 years, let's say 99.5% of the time, I have a good outcome in my negotiations. And the reason being is that the numbers go off to the side. The fact that it's a transaction goes off to the side, and we just want to concentrate on the people behind the transaction. Whether it's the people on my side or whether it's the people on the other side of the transaction, they're people. They have feelings. You need to be empathetic toward these people. And in being empathetic, in knowing what drives them and what they care about, that is how you can usually end up with a win-win situation. Chris Voss wrote the book, Never Split the Difference. And the point being, you know, typically we say in a negotiation, well, let's just split the difference. The problem with that is that usually someone isn't going to be happy on one side or the other. But if you are working toward a win-win situation, then everyone comes out feeling a little better. And then there's no animosity. And then everyone still gets along for the rest of the transaction. And especially if you are negotiating and you have a business and you need to have a constant business communication with that same person month after month, the last thing you want to do is break down a negotiation. And some of the reasons why negotiations break down. Ego. Someone has to feel like they've won. And what people don't realize is that it's the feeling of winning. It's not necessarily the fact that you won a certain thing. So this is in a nutshell what we're going to be talking about today. And the reason I love negotiation is because I taught business communication, and I actually taught it at university level, and I taught it to business students. I taught it to the culinary students, the budding chefs, and to the nursing students. So three completely different segments of industries. And what was interesting was the foundation was always the same. It was about people and how do we communicate with people, because it's never about the situation. It's about the emotions and the feelings that surround that situation. So super excited. We have a part, kind of like a two-part class going on. Today is all about the foundation of negotiation. You know, how, the what, the why, the whole thing. Next Wednesday, which is when we usually have our hands-on trainings, is going to be me giving the agents in here scenarios, and I'm going to think about the most difficult ones I've been in for the last 10 years, and I'm going to have them negotiate through it. Everyone will get a little case study card, the emotions that are going on, and they're going to have to work through it. So that's going to be tons of fun. So going back to what I opened this little video with this morning, which was decision making. So let's do a little recap. The more you love your decisions, the less you need others to love them. So how do you make a good decision? You need to step back. Sometimes you actually need to remove your emotion out of it. Make a list. Make pros and cons. Think about it. But don't think about it emotionally. Try and step back a little bit. You know, we have sort of a 1D perspective when we're looking at something and we have an immediate reaction to it. What if you were sort of to step out of that and do like a third party perspective? So if I were watching this situation now, what would I think about it? Because the second you start going around surveying everybody for their opinion, guess what? Everyone is going to have an opinion for you. And their opinion is driven by what drives them and not necessarily what's good for you. So when making your decisions on a daily basis, especially if it's a difficult decision to make, you need to think about what it is that you want and not what it is that other people are telling you that you want. So I'm going to leave you with one last quote because I got to go and set up and get ready, because other than the training, I've got one-on-one meetings with lots of agents today. So I'm going to leave you with this. Always go with the choice that scares you the most, because it's the one that's going to help you grow the fastest. So always go with the choice or the decision that scares you the most, because that's the one that's going to help you grow. I wish you an awesome week ahead before we head into the long weekend, and reach out if you ever want to chat. Thanks for listening. Find me on Facebook with any of your questions or comments at Catherine Lucadu.